Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Hello there. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Interesting show lined up for you. We're going to shift gears, as we often do, and I often refer to on this program. And some of the topics are, you know, hardcore stocks and bonds. Some are business. Some are estate planning, taxes. You know, I'll drag just about anything under the financial tent, and I think that makes for good radio. I hope you agree. So we're going to shift gears and get a little bit more into a subject we've touched on this program in the past that I think is relevant for a lot of people listening, and that is the subject of entrepreneurs, but more specifically, some thinking and ways to approach some of the challenges that entrepreneurs have. So this is not only for all those business people out there, but there's a lot of things we're going to discuss today with our guests that you can pull in, even if you're not one of those wonderful business people driving this economy, that you are maybe an employee or you're retired or you're doing whatever you're doing. I know that you'll find some relevance in our program. So we've got a great guest lined up. Beth has found and arranged for Alicia Kramer to be on the program with us. She's a mindset expert, a coach, author, speaker. She's got a new book out, The Outside the Box Entrepreneur. That's over on Amazon.com. If you're like me, an Amazon junkie, you have it on your phone. So she's got the book. She's got a great service she provides, which we'll talk a little bit about that, and the coaching she does for individuals. And so we are very pleased to have Alicia join us. So Alicia, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, David.
Glad to have you. So I understand you've done a lot of work with private clients who've had you help them with figuring out their situations, from startups to owners of multi-million dollar companies. And you do a lot of work with entrepreneurs. So what would, you know, there is, of course, you know, some of the, what do they call them, stereotypes about the entrepreneur that exist in our society, you know, the crazed workaholic putting in 80 hours a week and foregoing everything else. And maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. There's different thoughts out there. So I guess the first thing, and that's not exactly true, of course, for many entrepreneurs, but what would be the first thing you would say that may surprise people in your work with entrepreneurs about them and what they do and some of the things you've observed before we dig into the content here?
You made a really valid point. There are so many stereotypes about entrepreneurs, and I've seen that for a lot of new business owners, the stereotypes actually become an obstacle. There's a certain belief that we hold about quote-unquote successful people. Mm-hmm. Now, they're somehow on this pedestal, especially for someone who is wanting to do something completely new in their life, maybe start a new business,
right,
or perhaps they've grown up in a lower or middle class household, in a family that, you know, money was always a challenge, and now they want to do something different with their lives. If you believe that there is something different or special, or that these successful people have characteristics or traits or this almost unnatural level of confidence, it can really psych a lot of these new aspiring business owners out. And having worked with business owners that, like you mentioned, are owners of companies worth tens of millions of dollars, I can promise you that there is no magic formula in terms of personality traits. Entrepreneurs who are at all different levels and statuses have the same types of fears, doubts, and insecurities affecting them. And a lot of people, if they knew that who you are with your quirks and your imperfections can be what you want to be, it's just sometimes a little bit of recalibrating some of your thinking and your beliefs, that just opens up a whole new paradigm for so many people.
That sums it up, Alicia. That's good. All right, we're done. No, I'm kidding. You know, the thing that's all very helpful, and I think that gives people perspective because, you know, the observation I've had when I started my company and kind of my the expectations that very quickly became pretty strong and pretty obvious and came from every direction was that, you know, that there is got to be some suffering that goes on. That there's going to be some major sacrifice to do it, and that there is this, it's almost like a rite of passage, that it has to be done a certain way, and other things have to all take, you know, all have to take the back seat and second level of importance. And, you know, it's like all in, and, you know, that kind of mindset, which I think, you know, while there's certainly a need to work very hard and work very smart, there's equally a need to be, you know, aware of a balance in your life and also, you know, understand some of the common challenges, and we'll get into those. But, you know, to just to not necessarily buy into this preset list of conditions or expectations that others might think must be what how you get there, because that's how they got there or how it's commonly expected that that's how you get there.
Oh, there's so many different things I could say on this topic. You know, it's true. And I did that. I fell into that. Mm. And I realized, not as quickly as I would like to have, that that's a lot of BS. Mm. The reason that there is so much struggle is because of our resistance to the goals that we're creating for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We make it harder than it needs to be. And we all, you know, you've heard this before, you'll hear me say it, but there's so much truth to it. You work, hard work does not equal money.
Amen.
If it did, those individuals who have three jobs to support their families, who sleep 5 hours a night
mm-hmm.
and spend all of their time quote, quote, making a living,
right.
would be rich.
Right. That's right.
Work does not equal success, and it does not equal prosperity. It's the quality of the work that you're doing. It's the mindset that you're coming from. It's your vision. It's what you're able to create in your mind and then go forth and accomplish with as little resistance as possible. That's what creates money and success.
And when you say resistance, you're not just talking about external. You're talking about, you're talking more principally about internal resistance.
Absolutely. And the external resistance is often a mirror of our internal resistance.
Hmm.
So if we can resolve what's going on within us and those old beliefs, and you've covered some of them, some of the beliefs that are creating the resistance are none other than just these preconceived notions
mm-hmm.
and our resistance to, because inherently within us, we know that if something feels really off, we shouldn't be doing it.
Imagine
and yet
that.
There's this idea that we're supposed to push through it because,
right.
oh, if I only work harder,
right.
if I just prove how much I want this, then maybe, you know, the skies will open, the heavens will shine down upon me. And that's not the way that it works in the world that we live in.
Well put. Alicia Kramer, ladies and gentlemen, you see why we got her on? She's going to help us untangle this. And we'll grab a quick break and we'll come right back. Stay right there.
Newsflash. All financial advisors are not created equal. You need to find one who has a greater education with advanced degrees and professional certifications. One with multiple licenses offering a wide range of solutions. One who's independent and discloses his fee structure, like independent advisor David Holland. David is a CPA, certified financial planner, personal financial specialist, and chartered financial consultant. With 24 years financial experience, David offers a wide range of personalized solutions and discloses all fees in writing. Call Holland Financial for a one-on-one meeting with David at 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
mindset expert, coach, author, speaker, Alicia Kramer. That's her on the line, AliciaKramer.com, and the book, The Outside the Box Entrepreneur. And we're really digging in here to the entrepreneur's mindset and some of the preconceived beliefs or stereotypes. And I have to get to this because I know we've got some things we want to talk about, Alicia, but I want to ask you this. In working with your clients, do you, again, speaking to this whole thing of suffering and hours put in and all that, have you worked with them or you find it that it is helpful, or do you have a success story maybe you can share with us about actually telling them to work less, reduce their hours?
Yeah. So one of the things that I'll commonly see is if someone is really struggling to achieve a specific goal, maybe it's a milestone financially in their business, or they're really wanting this new offering that they've created to be successful, and they've tried everything. They're putting forth so much, and they're really just spinning their wheels. You really have to stop the madness and slow down that negative momentum that you have going. And you do that by taking your focus away from it, maybe not entirely, but at least enough that you can kind of recalibrate your energy, your mindset, your perspective. People will literally run themselves, you know, into the ground and create this deep, deep, dark hole of negativity. And you cannot create productively in any area of your life, but especially in your business when you're doing that. And there can be a lot of value in saying, take a vacation, take a break, even just stop and go for a walk. I'm not a therapist, so I don't prescribe anything, but if I was a therapist, I would definitely prescribe in some cases working less. Now, if you are on fire, if you are full of passion, all of us can relate to this. When you are super excited about something, you can work all day every day, and maybe at the end of the day you're tired, right? You're tired, but you didn't feel exhausted.
It wasn't work.
While you were working.
Yeah, it didn't feel like work. Yeah.
It wasn't work. And that really is a valuable distinction. When you can make that distinction in your own mind, you can feel when you're being unproductive and trying to force yourself through resistance versus when you are in that creative flow. And the reward from that is different. So that's why you'll see people who are really, really struggling to achieve something and not seeming to get anywhere for weeks or months or sometimes even years, versus someone who can create something tremendously successful in seemingly a very short period of time because their energy is completely different. And, you know, when you're feeling that creative energy flowing through you, what you come up with is usually so much more successful and valuable.
Because you're not bogged down and you're able to flow with it. And, you know, you talked about people pushing through and it just becomes, they become just so bogged down and so inefficient in that place that maybe that's where they throw in one of your breaks and come back to it. And you know, the thing that's interesting, Alicia, is that when people are really on fire and they're, you know, the entrepreneurial enthusiasm is at full force, sometimes it's that those moments, they sometimes even have a harder time saying, okay, I've got to stop here and take a break and or find a way to work more efficiently so that all that can be focused even better.
It's true. And every one of us is different. So you really have to just kind of get in touch with who you are and how you work. I have been scolded many times by my significant other for working too much. And when you when you love what you're doing, when you are excited about what you're doing, it can actually be a little bit annoying to be kind of pushed to put the brakes on. And you really just have to find your own balance, because there's not a one-size-fits-all approach in life. We're all different. We have different ways of working, different ways of thinking, different energy levels. Some of us are more, we're more creative in the morning. Some of us maybe more creative at night. So you really have to find what works for you. And that kind of comes back to what you said earlier about these preconceptions that we have, and how oftentimes we're trying to make other people's formula for what made them successful fit us. And when it doesn't, and we're trying to make it work anyway, all we're doing is slowing ourselves down.
Yeah. Well, I think every entrepreneur that has done it for a while, Alicia, and I'm sure this is something that, you know, you help people recognize, is, you know, we look back to when we started whatever it is that was kind of is what we do, or maybe it's a series of entrepreneurial attempts. But, you know, if with the luxury of hindsight and experience, and hopefully a little wisdom gained along the way, you know, I look back and go, okay, 18 years ago, I started my company. If I could talk to that person, I would say, sleep a little more, exercise more, eat better, take a break, you know, all the things that you're kind of getting at, and have more balance and have more focus, and, you know, and stay focused on what you're doing. And then I would have, of course, some other advice as well. But that's lost in the moment with, again, some of these expectations.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I've found to be most true and most valuable is for us to really get in touch with why we wanted it to begin with. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes it's because we want freedom. We want to feel more empowered in our lives. We want to create something that feels valuable. And it's really easy to lose sight of that when you start focusing on the day-to-day, mm-hmm. the tactical, the strategy, the pieces that are all important parts of growing a successful business. But if you forget that the reason you wanted any of this is because you wanted to feel good, you wanted to feel happier, you wanted to feel more freedom and more empowerment and more joy and more fulfillment in your life, if you catch yourself going through your day-to-day activities and you're feeling the opposite of that, well, you need to take a step back.
Right.
Because if you're at the end of your life and you have achieved some degree of success, but you've been miserable, what's even the point?
Right. Well, and very,
you can create the success without the misery. And that I think is something that people need to realize as well.
Exactly. And that's a key point. You can increase your success and you can go back to those things that got you to do this in the first place without being miserable. And what's really remarkable and notable, Alicia, is that in what you described, all the things why entrepreneurs do what they do, you didn't say money in that list of things you just provided. And that is what is very interesting. I think that for a lot of entrepreneurs, and I can speak from personal experience, that was not the top primary factor. I mean, yeah, it's important to make a living, but it was all the things you described that caused me, as well as I know countless other entrepreneurs, to do what we do for those reasons.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
And when people are making money their primary goal, it's often to compensate for fear, mm-hmm. and a feeling of scarcity.
Yep.
And that is a really, really disgusting energy to live your life from.
Well, Alicia,
it does have an adverse effect in all aspects of life and business.
Alicia, that's why they call it compensation. You have to compensate for the other cost. All right. Alicia Kramer is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. Mindset expert, coach, author, speaker. AliciaKramer.com. And of course, the book, The Outside the Box Entrepreneur. I like it. Good stuff. Quick break. We'll be right back.
How's this for convenient one-stop shopping? Holland Financial offers so many services through its subsidiaries, like fee-based investment management, financial planning, retirement and estate planning, fixed annuities, long-term care, disability and life insurance, and tax return preparation. Our founder, David Holland, also has specialized training to serve as a trustee and executor for families wanting sound financial stewardship for their beneficiaries. Many of your neighbors and local families have chosen Holland Financial because we've helped them plan stronger. Call 671-PLAN and meet with David one-on-one or visit Holland Financial at planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And welcome back. Alicia Kramer on the line. AliciaKramer.com is the website and the book, The Outside the Box Entrepreneur. And I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, Alicia, maybe give us a couple of tips from your book. And I know they can get that on Amazon.com and probably on your website. And any tips you'd like to offer, kind of give them an idea of some of the things you're getting at with your book?
Yeah, absolutely. So the book is named The Outside the Box Entrepreneur because it is a little bit different than your conventional business coaching book. Mm-hmm. So we take you through, and I apologize, my voice is starting to go out. Obviously, I've been doing too much talking today.
Guilty. Guilty.
Yes. So there are strategies for really getting aligned with what you want and how that looks and how that feels. And one of the very first things that we need to do in order to release that resistance that we've been talking about is get clear on what it is that we really want and why we want it, which is commonly said in the coaching industry, but I kind of take it to a different level. So if the listeners really want to create a shift, if something is feeling a little bit off, or maybe things aren't kind of, they're not moving the way that you know intuitively they could be, then just for a moment, ask yourself, what do I really, 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 truly want? And be very, very, very honest with yourself. Now, this piece is the most important, the self-honesty piece, because most of us will initially respond to that with very superficial answers. And that comes right back to what we've been talking about with these certain expectations that
right.
we have. What does success look like?
Right.
It's the big house, it's the nice car, it's the big pile of money in the bank. But what do you really, truly want and why? Oftentimes, people will find that some of the things that they thought that they wanted, the goals that they set for themselves, this certain status or I remember, for a long time I was on a television show as an expert panelist, and it just never felt right to me.
Mm.
And I had to be really honest with myself. Why am I doing this if it doesn't feel good? And the answer was, I wanted the status. Mm. I wanted to be able to
okay.
say, it felt good to my ego to say, oh, I'm on a TV show. But it didn't feel good. When I could be really honest with myself about what I wanted and why I wanted what I wanted and start to let go of the things that were not really authentically my desire for my life, then you can set yourself free from the things that are really bogging you down, slowing you down, and you can get into alignment with what you actually want. And when you get on that trajectory, your momentum, your success, it increases exponentially.
Well, and you start to feel a reconnection with that original purpose that you talked about, Alicia, and then also a real momentum, I think, that builds. You know, I had just met with a gentleman that he just, you know, he just needs what I do in a very specific and meaningful way. And as I was talking to him, we did an analysis of where he is and then what he needs to do and my recommendations. And I talked back and forth with him for almost 2 hours. And when I was done, I had more energy than when I started, because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing and what I want to do and why I signed up for this. And it just felt so good that I'm looking forward to helping him. And yes, we'll be paid for doing the work, but I'm like, this was just joy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And every one of us can relate to that. I know I can. When you are doing what you love to do, it energizes you. And when you are doing something that is not congruent with who you are, with what you value, with what is meaningful and fulfilling to you, it feels like drudgery.
Yeah, it saps your energy and it just feels like you're going through the motions. You're like, how much longer has this got to go on? And, you know, time dilates and it seems to go on forever. Unfortunately, Alicia, the show doesn't go on forever, so we'll have to do this some more another time. Alicia Kramer, ladies and gentlemen, mindset expert, coach, author, speaker, and her book that we've talked about, take a look, Amazon.com, and her website, AliciaKramer.com. The book is The Outside the Box Entrepreneur, and a lot of good more information at her website as well. Alicia, I'd like to thank you for being with us. Great stuff. Love to have you back.
Thank you. I'd love that, David.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.